Today, The Great Reset, Six Flags, and you. We dive into my experience at Six Flags last week and discuss how it relates to the medical tyranny we're experiencing here at home and what we're seeing develop abroad in real time. Welcome to this fun-filled theme park edition of World News Brief. And welcome to today's edition of WNB on the CGMRadio.com network. I'm your host, Winston R. Holland. Thrilled to be with you once again. A day later than normal, but not a dollar short, although I am short a few extra dollars from my trip to Six Flags last week, which we're going to be discussing in depth this week because of how much it relates to what we're seeing in regard to medical tyranny and the restrictions on our freedoms here at home and abroad, so you will not want to miss this. But first, make sure you are subscribed to World News Brief on your favorite podcasting app. Just go to cgmradio.com/world. Also, while you're there, make sure to check out the other fantastic shows on our network, including the most recent Bob Siegel Show, where Bob and a good friend of mine, who is a believer in God but not a Christian, have a fascinating conversation about their agreements and differences. And the most recent Since You Asked podcast as well with Pastor Jim Barrier. You will not want to miss those. All right, gang, let's jump right in. So last Wednesday during spring break, my family and I decided it'd be a good idea to go to Six Flags. We're in the Houston area, so we decided to head to the one in San Antonio, Fiesta, Texas. We knew it was a bad idea to go. We knew it was going to be overcrowded, hot, and sunny, though it really wasn't that bad. We knew it was going to be 3.5 hours to get there, stay all day, and drive back that night. Terrible idea, actually. But hey, we've been theme park deprived, and Americans don't do too hot going over a year without visiting one of those cash vacuums. So what the heck? Let's do this. So my wife, my three youngest kids, and a friend of my oldest that was with us, piled into the van, and we headed west. As we finally arrive at Six Flags, actually 4 hours later, the first thing we notice is that the parking lot was somewhat full, but not too bad. Great. We may actually be able to ride some rides without waiting a fortnight each time. So far, so good. But as we drive into the parking lot, we notice something we'd never seen before. An incredibly long, oval-shaped line that stretched out far into the parking lot. Hundreds and hundreds of people, or maybe more, well outside the park. What was going on? Hopefully these were the non-season pass holders and we would be able to skip this thing. Then as we drove closer, we also noticed that everybody, I mean everybody, was wearing masks. Outside. Not a good omen. So we park and head to the front and realize that the line is the line for everyone. Season pass holder or not, because they're doing some kind of COVID check at the front. Great. We'll be in this line forever. We had a few masks with us, but honestly, I was naive enough to think we wouldn't need them because, you know, the park is outside. You know, outside meaning not inside. Plus, Governor Abbott had lifted the mask mandate. So, life back to normal, right? Not so fast. And then I understood why everyone was wearing masks outside. They had an employee walking along the line of eager patrons with a sign who was periodically yelling, "Masks!" He specifically yelled it next to us. I hate masks, but I did have a face shield that still allows you to breathe thanks to the online ninja-like shopping skills of my wife, who found us just the perfect type. So I dutifully put that on. It would not last. Remember, we weren't even in the park at this point, and they're demanding that we wear masks. Finally, we get to the front, and we realize why the line is so long. There's a pretty big setup inside of a tent with a state-of-the-art thermal imaging scanner that scans everybody's temperature before entering the park. No need for each one of us to individually be tested. It scans us quick, which is why the line actually went quicker than I thought it would. Although we were still in it for about 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. I did have to buy 4 masks for the kids, at their outdoor kiosk before entering the park. But they were $7.99 and buy one, get one free. Plus, they were DC Comics, character branded. So who could complain? Lucky us! We survive the robo-scanner and make it to the entrance of the park. We give them our member badges. They scan them, and we get in. Immediately, I take my mask off because I hate masks. I hate them. I believe masks are much more about signaling that you're compliant with the Great Reset agenda, which we'll be talking about more and more in the weeks ahead, so stay tuned, than they have anything to do with safety, especially safety from the COVID-19 virus, or COVID-20, or 21, or 23, 24, 25, because we know they're going to keep coming. Not convinced? I encourage you, if you have not already, listen to last week's show with Colonel Rob Harmon, who's a professor of pharmacology and pathophysiology at Sam Houston State University. It's illuminating, to say the least. But aren't you a killer for not wearing a mask, you may ask? Well, let's assume, for the sake of argument, that surgical masks and bandanas, which are not designed to keep out viral diseases, actually work to stop you from getting COVID, a disease with a 99.7% or so survival rate. But I don't even believe those numbers, so who knows? I would be a killer in the same way I'd be a killer by driving a car, with the possibility of crashing into someone and killing them. I'd be a killer in the same way the pharmaceutical industry is, because hundreds of thousands of people die each year from prescription drug complications. I'd be a killer by going on a walk with my family in our neighborhood, because a vehicle could hit one of my children. I'd be a killer like NASA by going to space, even though people have died in the process. You name it, we're all murderers because we're simply trying to live our lives. But we know the truth. The media cherry-picks the crisis and turns all who oppose into villains. But this is different. This is a pandemic. Well, would not hundreds of thousands of people dying from prescription drugs and car accidents also be a national emergency? Yet we have no problem with that activity continuing on. But we must somehow stomp out this so-called pandemic with germ-infested, unsanitary face diapers and a vaccine with no long-term testing to show its safety and some serious short-term side effects, including death. Right. Oh, and what I didn't mention is that before we even got to Six Flags, our family stopped at Bucky's, which, if you're not familiar, is this chain of gigantic gas stations sprinkled throughout the South that are so good that you must stop at them whenever you see that big stupid beaver sign sticking out like the golden arches from afar. We didn't wear masks when we went inside because, like I said, we hate them. And get this, as my wife, my daughter, and I walked through the store, a mom quickly grabbed her child and pulled her away from us, fearing that somehow COVID-19 might leap from us and onto her and destroy her and her child. The brainwashing had worked. Welcome to the new apartheid. And possibly soon an app will alert her that a unclean, aka unvaccinated person, is walking by her. Wouldn't that be wonderful and so good for our safety? Okay, so back to the park. We enter the park. I take my mask off, but immediately notice a sign at the beginning of the park that says, do the six. Okay, so what are the Six Flags six? Number one, wear your mask, of course. Number two, wash your hands. Okay. Number three, cover your cough. Fair enough. Number four, keep your space, aka social distance. Number five, sanitize often. And number six, have fun. I guess even if it's 110 degrees out, if you're at Six Flags in June, you still got to wear your mask and sweat and possibly faint from heat exhaustion. But hey, have fun. Okay, fine. I decided I would just put my face shield on around park employees so we wouldn't cause trouble and get kicked out of the park. We drove 4 hours to get here. Let's go do number six and have some fun. One of the things I was immediately struck by was how few rebels there were in the park. Everyone had masks on. Everyone. Perhaps I'm more in the minority than I realized. Throughout the day, I could literally count on one hand the number of people I saw without masks. And I am not exaggerating that number. If there was more than that, I would say two hands, but there's not. One hand, the number of people I saw without masks. I also noticed workers walking around with social distancing signs. And it didn't take long for me to see that there was very little social distancing going on at all, especially in the lines for the rides. Yes, there was some social distancing as you got closer to the front of the ride, but very little to zero distancing toward the back of these long lines. The social distancing, supposedly critical to health and safety, wasn't happening at Six Flags. Commentary on that soon. I also noticed, quote, security officers vigilantly ensuring everyone was wearing masks, scanning the crowd like paranoid KGB officers. I'm not exaggerating either. At the beginning, I wasn't wearing a mask at all around them, and they just stared you down. I admit, it was a bit unnerving. I'm no Thomas Paine or Patrick Henry. You feel that. And I admit that I did feel a relief the times I would put my face shield on. You felt safe. Suddenly, like the whole world was not against you. Because, well, it no longer was. You were complying with the agenda. But since I didn't want to get kicked out of the park, I got to the point where I'd put the mask on around security guards, then take it off immediately after they couldn't see me anymore. But you see, my wife was a bit craftier than I. She hates the masks as much as I do, but she had a much better plan. Water. The elixir of life. Water, we found out, is your ticket to freedom at theme parks. A bag of sunflower seeds doesn't hurt either. So after spending $800 on a bottle of water, she proceeded to walk around with it, always having it in her hand and sipping on it occasionally, especially around park personnel. And what she quickly learned is that if you do that, there's absolutely nothing they can do. So monkey see, monkey do, I got a bottle of water and proceeded to do the same. One time, to avoid arrest and removal, I put the bottle of water to my lips and literally held it in place as I walked by three security guards whose primary goal these days was to locate and bring to submission unmasked rebels. I simply held it in place as I walked past them, and yes, I'm sure it looked as ridiculous as it sounds. I don't think I even drank any water, and they did nothing about it. My wife, in another instance, even had a worker literally following behind her, stalking her in a really creepy way until she took a drink out of the bottle. The worker then simply turned around and walked away at that point. Yeah, weird. My favorite story, however, was later in the day when I was walking around completely unmasked with a bottle of water in my hand. A security guard of a small, thin stature was walking directly toward me and I toward him. As we got within about 6 feet of each other, he began to raise his finger at me to tell me to put on my mask. What I can only describe as would be appropriate for a slow-motion comedic movie shot, I raised my bottled water-filled right hand and brought the bottle to my face as he was raising his finger and had almost passed me. When he saw the bottle, however, he put his hand down and walked by me without saying a word. It was absolutely hilarious, something you would see in a comedy, and easily my favorite moment of the day. You kind of had to be there, though. Now, I want to say a few things, if I could, about the park employees. They are not our enemies. They are simply doing their jobs and trying to earn a living like we all are in perhaps one of the most bizarre times in world history. At one point, my wife and I were separated, and she ended up talking with one of the security guards, who she said was actually really cool. He confirmed that yes, water or food is the key to mask freedom at these theme parks. He told her point blank that if we're eating or drinking, there's nothing they can do about it. He also said he'd been flipped off several times that day by people who did not want to wear masks. That, of course, is not okay, and no way to treat a fellow human being, and is certainly not going to endear others to the cause of medical freedom. My wife said he was really cool and understanding of those who do not want to wear them. He just has his job to do. I get it. I don't know that I could do that job, but I also don't need that job. Maybe he does. Not all decisions are easy. But the sea of mast, obedient, compliant, muzzled, silenced, almost identityless people grieved me the entire day. Actually, after about 2 hours of stomach-churning madness, my wife, my two younger kids, and I left to go eat and see the new Tom and Jerry movie. My kids were sick of waiting in line. My wife and I were sick of all the masks and the heat. So we left, and my oldest and his friend wanted to stay behind, so they did. So what did we do? We went to Red Robin, and one thing I noticed really encouraged me. Masks were recommended, but not required. And a hard left kicked Chick-fil-A out of the airport, San Antonio of all places. We could walk in without a mask, and we did. It felt like freedom. And dang, they make good burgers. Amazingly, it was the same at the San Antonio movie theater we went to. The manager actually did recommend we wear them, but if we chose not to, then please keep socially distanced. Fine. If you'll compromise with me, I'll compromise with you. Deal. It's stupid, but deal. And then the movie, which made me feel like I had time traveled 30 years into the past. It was well written, well acted, pretty funny at times, and with zero woke garbage or bad language in it. There was one feminist reference in it, but it was actually funny and not obnoxious at all. I can't believe I'm saying this, but if you're looking for a fun family movie, I actually recommend a newly released movie from Hollywood, the Tom and Jerry movie. I'm astonished I can even utter those words. Be forewarned, however, it does have the usual Tom and Jerry trying to maim each other violence we've all come to know and love. I bring up our afternoon interlude because even in the midst of what was an otherwise depressing time, it shows me that there is some good news and hope for America. Now, as someone who is following what's going on globally with the vaccine passports, trust me that I am not trying to fool you or myself. We face great challenges to travel freedom for those like me who are choosing not to get the, quote, vaccine. If you're not sure why I put it in, quote, vaccine, make sure to listen to last week's episode with Colonel Rob Harmon. It's looking more and more like we'll get to the point where I'm never allowed to leave America, which is extremely sad because I was hoping one day to return to Israel. The Great Reset is upon us, and it is affecting me. And it is affecting you. It's affecting our travel. It's affecting our entertainment. Did you know that in Israel, you will not be able to go to gyms, theaters, hotels, concerts, and even synagogues without a COVID, quote, green passport? Yeah, it's happening, folks. Even synagogues. Now, what is the Great Reset? And we'll get to the conclusion of our park visit soon. But what is the Great Reset? I encourage you to look it up. But for now, understand that it is not a conspiracy theory. It is conspiracy fact. They even have a website, greatreset.com. The World Economic Forum has a section of their website devoted to it. It's something that began well before the, quote, pandemic, but is being accelerated to the 100th power and exploited to fulfill their leftist totalitarian wish list for the global community. We will be talking about the Great Reset and the New World Order each week here on out as we move forward with this show. I've come to realize that simply sharing random news stories from around the world ultimately isn't really helping anyone. Yes, there will be plenty of global news stories, but my aim going forward is to share with you the most important stories relevant to what is happening globally pertaining to the threats to our freedom. It will not be for the faint of heart or those who don't want to clearly see the reality of what is going on. But for those who do, I believe it will be incredibly helpful and eye-opening to get a fuller picture of what's happening in the world, which can be daunting to try to piece together at times. This week is our introduction to the shift in focus of the show. It will truly be a world news brief because how COVID is being exploited to advance the Great Reset is the most important, I believe, political world news topic that exists right now. Of course, the advancement of the good news of Jesus Christ throughout the world is and always will be the most important world news. And I, of course, will be bringing in gospel-related news stories from time to time as the advancement of the kingdom of God in the midst of the Great Reset of course, is quite relevant. But this show is primarily news and politics, and I believe this topic is the most important in that category that I can bring to you in these times. So stay tuned. So we finish the day at Six Flags. Vow we are not ever going back until they get rid of this stupid mask mandate, and I come home with some great podcasting material. Was it a mistake to go? Yes, and no. Yes, because the whole thing is a racket. When you pay that kind of money and you have to wait in line 2 hours for the goalie easer and 2.5 hours for the iron rattler, and they sprayed the DC villain swing down with this who knows what chemical spray occasionally between rides. But the day was incredibly illuminating in many ways. I'm incredibly glad I went, and I'm incredibly glad to not go back until their insane mandate is removed. I hate ending on a sour note, but I must discuss why I believe this whole mask garbage outside at Six Flags was a complete joke and is simply massive virtue signaling to the woke crowd and CYA from a legal standpoint. Remember the Do the Six list that I mentioned at the beginning of the show? Do you remember what number 4 was? Ding, ding, ding. You are correct. Great memory. Keep your space. In other words, social distance, you know, 6 feet apart, CDC, Fauci. Oh, now kids apparently they'll only need 3 feet. That's fine. Science, you know, science. Apparently, social distancing is what is necessary to stay safe. Yet, an even biased observer would have to conclude, that in most of the parks, social distancing was not happening. There were long and short lines all over the park of non-social distance people. Therefore, one can only conclude by their own CDC-approved standards that Six Flags had reopened and kept the park open in unsafe, super-spreader COVID conditions. Now, why would they do that? If it's unsafe to be open with people not socially distanced, then why are they open? Yep, you guessed it. Money. Follow the money. That's why I reject the idea that they're doing the masks because of safety. They're doing the masks because they make money off the masks and they can still keep the park open and full with masked patrons and still look pretty woke to boot. In other words, they can enforce the masks and still make money, but they can't enforce social distancing and still make money because they wouldn't be able to open the park at all if social distancing was required to be maintained at all times for safety. Because it's impossible to do that. Do you see what I'm getting at? Follow the money, as Colonel Harmon reminded us last week. Why is it okay to not wear a mask while eating or drinking? Well, they would argue it's because you have to eat, and that's a fair argument. But if you're eating or drinking at a theme park, you've also 99% of the time spent money at the theme park to engage in that activity, with very healthy margins. My wife didn't actually spend $800 on a bottle of water, of course, but she did spend $450. That's pretty good for a bottle of Aquafina. I don't have all the answers, but I see signs of hope, and I also see signs of concern. Concerning the latter, we went with another family after church this past Sunday to Black Walnut Cafe. Black Walnut does not require masks, but everyone standing in line to order, inside and outside, were wearing masks, except for our two families. Everyone. And it was a long line. The propaganda has worked. Let's pray it won't work forever. Thank you guys for indulging me on this intro to the World News Brief show focus shift. Rarely are my personal experiences the subject of this show, but I simply couldn't help sharing, especially since it coincidentally fell in line with how I felt like I needed to redirect the show. And I had a stack of news stories I wanted to get to this week, including looks like Netanyahu is squeaking out a win in Israel. He could eventually get to that 61-seat majority that is necessary to form a governing coalition and lead the government. So it looks like, it's looking like, possibly, if you can believe the news over there, which you may or may not be able to, it looks like he's got a good chance of it. And from the source I was looking at, the Jerusalem Post, if they're admitting that, then it's probably actually a good chance it could happen. So that is quite interesting. Also, vaccine passports become a reality in several countries. It's happening, folks. All these shows are linked up at cgm.news. They're all talking about it. Many of them are already beginning to implement it, as I mentioned earlier. So this is something that's happening, and trust me, we are going to stay on top of that, because that, of course, is the very issue that is right now the greatest threat to freedom of movement, especially, of course, international travel. I did find it strange that Governor DeSantis of Florida felt like he had to come out and say that Florida will not be engaging in any COVID vaccine passports. And I'm thinking to myself, why did he feel the need to come out and say that? That is a little disconcerting. It should be kind of a given that I shouldn't, if I'm going to drive to Oklahoma or New Mexico or any other state, that I wouldn't have to show proof of COVID vaccination to get in that state. And really what that goes to show is when they say that they are open borders, it's baloney. Their only reason that they were open borders and they're now having to actually do something about border security now is because it's just become such an unbelievable disaster. The only reason that they were for border security, of course, is they felt like they saw all of these, quote, Hispanics, I don't know how you clump them all as Hispanics. It's many different cultures, many different ethnicities. So that's kind of ridiculous. But they say all these people come from South America as future Democrat voters. Not sure why. Because of the color of their skin, they're going to vote Democrat? Would that not be a little bit racist? But that, of course, is how they think. Black person, brown person, they should all be Democrats. So they're not really open borders. They're only open borders because it's to their advantage politically to be so. Proof point, look at the walls surrounding their homes. And look, of course, at the fence surrounding the Capitol, the people's house that they are keeping the people out of course, guarded, surrounded by thousands of men in masks. It is a ghastly, ghastly sight and a stain on the history of our nation. Let's pray that that ends soon. And in other news, Norwegian media says some people have to die from coronavirus vaccines as a sacrifice to humanity. Yes, folks, get the vaccine. You might die from it, but don't worry. You are serving the greater good of lining the pockets of politicians and vaccine manufacturers. Look, I report, you decide, but you can find it. It's up at cgm.news. You can look at it for yourself. Let's see here. Oh yeah, this one is great. According to Gordon Chang, who is the premier China expert, he knows China backwards and forwards, and he doesn't blow smoke anywhere. China is developing civilization killer viruses. He was on Steve Bannon's War Room Pandemic, so you'll want to check that one out. And oh, and of course, more reasons to support the peaceful state of Palestine. Get this, Palestinians funneled hundreds of millions to terrorists, State Department report reveals. No, this is not from a year ago. It's not from 2 years ago. This is from March 22nd, a recent Biden, President asterisk, Biden State Department report. So, President Harris, you still want that Palestinian state? Still into that? Knowing that they use that money to kill Jews? It's also worth noting, very much so, the 8 that were killed in the Georgia shooting and the 10 in the Colorado shooting, which were both terrible tragedies. Please pray for the families of the victims, regardless of the many of what the Bible would call worthless fellows shouting at you not to pray for them, but rather to push for disarming the populace, which incidentally, conveniently falls in line with what they want to do anyway. It sure is amazing when our ever-shifting morality always advances our political objectives. So ignore them. That is not of God. That is absolutely demonic. Pray for them. Pray for them. And of course, it's also worth noting the few thousand or so who, every day, are brutally executed right here in these United States of America for the crime of being conceived, disproportionately which are black and brown children. But their lives, of course, do not matter, because those lives don't forward a political agenda. They're simply precious in the sight of God, and those who have politics as their God, that, of course, is most certainly not enough. All right, that will do it for today's episode of World News Brief. Make sure to head to cgmradio.com or just type in World News Brief CGM in your favorite podcasting app to subscribe. Email me at world@cgmradio.com with any questions or comments. And may His kingdom come and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Buckle up, folks. This roller coaster is just leaving the gate.